I know.
Adam Warlock says, best comic store bathroom I've ever seen. Full quote. It's important, man. Okay. My name is Adam Warlock. I do hip hop about comic books and other geeky things or whatever. Oh, look, water. Put that on the ground, because I will spill it. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. I'm infamous for that with my tour mates. They hate it because they come on stage after me and there's like puddles of water everywhere. Okay, look, I'm wearing flip-flops. I understand that, but that's not going to prevent me from rocking out, okay? So, oh, powerlifting shirt. Very nice. So I'm going to start out, I'm going to change my set, and this is going to be kind of choose your adventure-y, right? Because I have a lot of songs, and like you guys can tell, like if none of you guys like certain things, then there's no reason I should do the song about it, right? Because you guys are just going to sit there for 2 to 3 minutes. You're going to be like, I don't understand anything he's saying. So I'm going to involve you guys. And at times I may ask you to say things when I say things, or you're going to have to like do this if it's in the song. You can do this or whatever when you put your hands up. Don't have to. I won't be offended. It's okay, right? But they have a podcast here, and they use... oh, you're already getting started. He's already getting started. You're going to get tired, I promise. They use a song that I do, and I'm going to start out with that. It's called Marvel vs. DC. And I may have to adjust the levels of this, because I can't hear myself. All right. I usually say, where are my comic book fans at? But that's a really stupid question to say in this place, so I'm just not going to say it at all, right? We're going to start out like this. Check, check. I was raised in a small southern community. People used to look at me different because I look different. But this song ain't about race, it's about lines in the sand that we draw to keep on producing any hatred. Internet culture only took away the faces from when we had to say shit. Negativity and cynicism took the world over. I rolled my bike, I grabbed my backpack, I hurled it over my shoulder. Went down to the comic book store with a copy of Me Against the World bumping. Spent my $10 and learned to love the elements that made me feel so relevant and it's a place to feel something. I grew up thinking one side was better, and I ignored tradition, thinking how the story could shepherd me through the gateways of seeing a world that lay beyond the racks that spun at the front next to the register. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC, and all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I hear is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life has given you and me. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC back. All I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're down to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing. I made fun of the big guns, the press, the muscle bearing chests, absurd jackets and outfits. Each saga and death, the funerals and the time spent with secrets comic creators kept. I was a zombie walking around in a daze, was a fan with crises on the way. And I still remember back when mom and dad would fight. I'd read a comic and sketch to pass the day. I'm feeling better now, life is slowing now, cause I see that I can love it for what these pages say. And sure, at times I'm frustrated, but great writing is dope and sick ass art could be the saving grace. That's whether it's Green Lantern or X-Men, Ghost Rider or X-Ray, Fear Agent I look through. And that's why when I rap, I try to talk about the things that bring us together the way the comic books do. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC, and all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I hear is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life is giving you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're down to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing.
I haven't performed this song in a while, so I'm gonna mess this up.
Yeah, there ain't a thing that I can do about this black hole. We're all drowning in a dead pool of fossils. Got more to chew on, sort of like a mind bender. A brainiac of the mic, that's why I stopped going back to the store. Fans were like the Walking Dead. Banshees screaming off all their talking heads. Like they saw Spider-Man left like that truck. Corporations raised the prices, shutting out the have-nots. You can call them the Illuminati, New World Order, made of Frank and Castle, like I told you, so strange. All the tall too, now they got ya. Weakest Tony Stark when he's chilling out sober. I ain't a Casanova, I can't convince you. Mr. Sinister in your heads, I can't get into. But if you wanna be a Superman, show me. Stop with all the pointless battles like Don Quixote. What?
Make some noise if y'all are feeling that really quickly. Yay!
Very intimate setting. I like all the space in front of me. It was all a dream. I used to read Wizard magazine. Batman and Steve Rogers in the mezzanine. Hanging pictures on my door. I'm trying to find my way back because I don't want to fight no more.
Whoa, thank you.
Right. Wait, hold on. I have to adjust this really quickly. Sound okay to you guys? Sound okay? Yeah? Anything needs to be louder, softer?
You can turn up your voice.
Turn up my voice? I like that. I like the way you think.
Alright. This song's called 616. It's a newer comic book song. Get softer. This is the song where I have a thing about putting your hands in the air. Once again, you don't want to do it. It's okay. It's Wednesday. Just chill. Faster than the bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. In your town, walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody can mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. I'm at a war rock and I'm back on the scene. Wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. Hold the shield for America, win a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a cop and you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Friends that make beats and cats that MC. The area codes to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the billions that he's screaming on the Tuesday tip. That's how we do. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. That's how we do it in the 616. Wrap my ruby cord chains and my colored rings. Major scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. Rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. I'm trying to build my damn mansion in Asgard. Fund the Hellfire Society. Studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns are wrong cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you hear in this track. Here to take it back to days of future past of my raps. The Stan Lee of the streets demand things when I speak. Your attention and respect when I jam these in the beat. My tape deck pops, my mix tape still rock. They're on the streets, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. Mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains steady scheming on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. That's how we do it in the 616.
Yeah, yeah, who's seen the Avengers like more than twice? Make some noise. Nobody? Twice? Who's seen it twice? There you go. I've seen it twice. I'm gonna rap fast now.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watch. My wisdom will map for these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. Mark 5 with a power pack. Hot guy, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know I'm still on the show. I'm filling the streets. A limited flow. The second I talk, I'm when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots in your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cableton. Hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Shit, nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm blonde when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to break up the sun. All I see is smiling faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I drop. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. That's how we do it in the 616.
Yeah, yeah. What a courteous crowd. I asked who's seen it twice, and people just raised their hands very softly. It was very nice. A lot of people at shows, they come up to me and they go, I forget the city, but they're like, are you from blah, blah, blah city? And I'm like, no, why? And they're like, well, yeah, that's song 616, and that's the area code. And I'm like, oh, you poor soul. Where did you step into? Who in here watches Game of Thrones? Anybody? Again, with the hands raised. Was that a majority? Who wants to hear me do a song about Game of Thrones? Anybody? I don't see a lot of support here, so I don't know if I want to do this. It's a three-verse song about Game of Thrones, so like, if you guys don't watch Game of Thrones, this is not going to be interesting at all to them. I mean, nobody cares. You guys, it's, you know, whatever. You should be watching Game of Thrones, because look, here, I'll explain to you, right? I don't read books. other than those books, right? Or magazines or websites. And my friends were all like obsessed with the books. And my best friend, his name's Kurt Franklin, writes a comic called letsbefriendsagain.com, whatever, plug, free plug for them. I have this relationship with him where whenever he's really enthusiastic about something, I just immediately shit on it, right? Like, even if, like, I have no dog in the fight. So, like, he was just, like, obsessed with Game of Thrones, and I was just like, that sounds stupid. You know, like, just, like, in his face, just making him angry. But he can't really get angry at me because he knows I've never seen it, so he knows it's a totally uninformed opinion. And so, finally, he, like, forced me to watch it, and I was, like, watching it like this. Like, I don't want to watch this. It's going to suck. And then I ended up watching the whole two seasons in, like, a weekend and didn't sleep or eat. And don't read the books. Just watch TV. Don't read books, guys. That's, if there's one thing you take away from this, I'm just joking. Read books. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. All right. It's called When the Winter Comes. It's about three families from Westeros, right? Hopefully you can figure out who they are, unless you've never seen the show. So whatever. It goes like this. You either win or you die, that's the price of the game. And we only bring to death by saying not today. See the blade that I wield, that's Valyrian steel. See the horse that I rode, see the banner I hold. Oh, win or die, that's the you guys say not today. And we only bring to death by saying not today. See the blade that I sit, see my family tree. Because they say the winter's coming, this is how it has to be. In the game, by children, science of the frosty bite. Dire wolves that hunt in the thick of the night. House of Stark, winter fell, now the winter's come. King of the North bowed down, now war is on. They ride southward, father's hand of the king. Impart three great songs about his honor, though he sired a bastard. Who now guards the wall from white walkers, blue eyes and dead their prize after. One controls an army, one lives in the streets. One sits at home and dreams of a raven with three eyes. Bad omens, you can't sleep at night. The other sees her father's head on a pike. And if the temp drops, still the people see their breath. Though the banner never fell when the winter claimed his death. Yeah, Lord Stark was the man who left a legacy. Winter came too soon, so now he's just a memory. You die, that's the price of the game. And we only pray to death by saying not today. See the blade that I wield, that's Valyrian steel. See the horse that I rode, see the banner I hold. Oh, win or die, that's the price of the game. And we only pray to death by saying not today. See the throne that I sit, see my family tree. Because they say the winter's coming, this is how it has to be. And so I wouldn't worry, the price that war's incurring. Because the Lannister rock settles their debts. A queen who slays kings and a queen that breeds monsters. Little prince sleeping with horns inside his bed. A dirty business, no crowns is on their heads. Gold is in their hair, and silver is in their safe. Controlling an army of lions that light the sky. Till all you see is blood red staring back in your face. Cash rules everything around these. What? Sleep in the wedge with something heavy on your chest. Cause the prince who became a king has a secret we can't confess. He rules with an iron fist. Merciless, a hound at his side to do his dirty biz. Yeah, House of Lannister reaches from your wildest dreams. Double cross to keep succession of a king. Those pretty faces hide the ugly that's beneath the red king. King and die, that's the price of the game. And we only pray to death by saying not to death. See the blade that I wield, that's Valyrian steel. See the horse that I rode, see the banner I hold. Oh, win or die, that's the price of the game. And we only pray to death by saying not to death. See the throne that I sit, see my family tree. Because they say the winter's coming, this is how it has to be. In the game, two left from the house that bound together the seven kingdoms. The mad king just laughing. Brother and sister trying to return to the place so they can reclaim their right to fire and blood. Dragonborn who can walk through the flames and survives and comes to lead the Dothraki to war. Who's dabbled in blood magic, crossing the narrow seas, struggle to see the rise of the dragons once more. Can't escape the Baratheon spies, can't mistake silver hair and blue eyes. Can't control all the tribes in the wild. A queen wants to take her place at the side of a warrior king, where gold crowns his death and the turn is their bed. To the victors go despoiled and the evil is waiting. Overseas there's a force rising up and every house has war in their breath, cause that's the name of the game. You either win or you die, that's the price of the game. We only pray to death by saying see the blade that I wield, that's Valyrian steel. See the horse that I rode, see the banner I hold. Oh, win or die, that's the price of the game. And we only pray to death by saying see the throne that I sit, see my family tree. Because they say the winter's coming, this is how it has to be. When the winter comes. Thank you. Who has not seen Game of Thrones? Were you like, what is this song about the whole time?
I learned a lot.
You're like, there's swords and things like that.
Silver hair.
Silver hair? Oh, that's good. That is the most important part of the whole series, too. Knowing who has silver hair. Remember this, guys. All right, so, more Choose Your Own Adventure, right? Who in here plays Mass Effect? Anybody? You guys know you can say things out of your mouths, right? Like, this isn't like a library. I know there's a lot of books around, but, like, this is, like, because I can only kind of see one side of the crowd, so I just see, like, peripheral movement happening. Who in here plays Mass Effect? Would you rather hear me do a song about Mass Effect or about the anime film Akira? All right, we'll do Akira then. Fine, take that, Mass Effect. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, BioWare. So I released a new EP this week. It's called Neo Tokyo. It's 7 songs, all about Akira. I'll explain to you. You guys are the first people I'll explain this to because I haven't really performed these live. I'm working with a producer named Decepticon. He's done beats for Whitey Cracker and MC Lars and other people. He's a very specific style that is not my style at all. So he sent me a bunch of beats, and I was like, I can't really rap to these because this is so outside of my element. But then I was thinking about Akira, because a lot of his songs sound like the soundtrack to a futuristic motorcycle chase fight, right? I know that sounds insane, but it's exactly what it sounds like. And I was like, I'll just make an EP about Akira, and then it turned out really well. So the first song and the first single, of which there is a music video, an anime music video, is called Is About to Explode. So I hope you guys like it. So I repeat the chorus a lot. It's kind of like a punk rocky song. You can say it with me. Well, you don't have to, but you'll catch it on very easily what it is, right? I see the future, and no, it's not pretty. Buildings turn to rubble in a flash of light. The flesh decays, and soon the city's nothing. Just howls from the past, those who went on to the next one. Science keeps us waiting for the answer. In the year of 2019, there's civil unrest, where gangs patrol the streets, and the students resist, where the government's torn to pieces in the wake of the Third World War, where martial law controls the people once more, where the press is muzzled, so you never know the truth, where the Black Ops military experiments sit beneath the city, cryogenically frozen. He had a name, but now he's just collections of memories and test patterns. And we crawl the sewers, hoping and wishing, waiting and praying that there's an answer. And we load our guns, killing, and we fight for territory. That's the life that we know. We live in Neo Tokyo. It's about to explode. 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 All I wanted was the open road, a place to drink and friends who kept me honest. Whoever, who would have been thinking that we lived through Armageddon twice, but you only die once. I'm a sin, Yamagata's bite, back to meet him, rest in peace. They told me I was a punk that roamed the streets, just a no-good gangster, and I admit I've made mistakes. So I'ma fight until my last breath leaves. I'll do it for him, he's my friend, I still gotta try and save him. Yes, Tetsuo, think back on your memories. Tetsuo, think of Neo Tokyo. Tetsuo, think back on your good times and your memories. Tetsuo, lead into the curves like it's suicide. Tetsuo, in a dying city, we can find a reason to live. We can find love, we can find friendship. We can find the universe. Tetsuo, this is the end and the beginning. Tetsuo, is that you? Tetsuo. And they whisper Akira beneath their breaths, but I don't understand why they say it. And they whisper Akira beneath their breaths, but I don't understand. And it goes, it's about to explode. 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 Hey, help me out.
It's about to explode. 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 It's about to explode.
Thank you. That is the first time. That is the first time. Come in, please. Maybe they watch Game of Thrones.
Too late now.
Yeah, it is too late now. You mean you don't want to hear my five songs about Game of Thrones?
Oh my god.
There's some bad subjects you can take.
But don't Mass Effect. You have a song
about that? I do. Sorry about that. That's the first time I've ever performed that song live, so you guys are special. So feel special and prestigious inside. All right, let's do a song about Mass Effect. Because, you know, whatever.
All right, I'm going to make you scream something right now. Unlike the hand thing, you have to do this, right? Or else I look like an idiot. It's called Paragon Renegade. Really good. When I say Paragon, you say Renegade. Paragon. Paragon. When I say Paragon, you say Renegade. Paragon. Paragon. I'm mostly good, I do my best to walk the path of the righteous. If you lose your soul, the fight is nothing is worth the price. I'm here to stop for violence. I'm here to save the world. I'm here to keep more evil from occurring. That's all I can fight with. Keep these kids from becoming mercenaries. And I stopped Fate C from being another assassin of a man carried. I kept Garrus' old partner's fate in his hand. I made him turn the other cheek so this mission cycle won't end. My friend, singing the rap, the attention of those long past. Like Tally's bad, cause we forget and forget, cause the pain don't last. And I defy as I eat and rescue those in need rather than feed and into the vengeance so more people won't bleed. I kept the tech out the hands of the elusive man, cause I've seen what absolute power does. It's just a means to an end. Yeah, this the 22nd century. These people need a hero, so I guess that it's me. Paragon or renegades, it's hard to be a better way. Good or evil, just as you face regular decisions that turn in our face. Yeah, and when that button is clicked, better face the mirror, kid. That's the person that you live with. Paragon or renegades, there's got to be a better way. Good or evil, just as you face regular decisions that turn in our face. Yeah, and when that button is clicked, better face the mirror, kid. That's the person that you live with. Y'all don't need a hero, need a man that gets the job done. People just wasting my time, I push them aside and finish it with my gun. I stun engineers, and I blow up factories. I'll kill whoever gets in my way, or some people talking back to me. For real, and the castle can kiss my ass. Cause I'm a specter, answer to no one, so you don't have to ask. You know I'm here to save the galaxy, aware that nobody's bad as me. I spare no broken Arachne queen, don't care if they think it's a tragedy. My main girl, she rides by my side. It's us against the world, the future, Bonnie and Clyde. My eyes, they go over red tint. My face is starting to pick the skin. Willing to do what it takes to win, no matter the cost of the man within. I hear the rough speeches, and I slap loose lips. And my crew, they back me up, because I just have to do this. If I'm an asshole, then I'm an asshole, so be it as such. Because saving the universe has never been this much fun. Paragon, renegade, sometimes it's like the only way. Good or evil, choices you face, are your letter decisions determine our fates. Yeah, and when that button is clicked, better face the mirror, kid. That's the person that you live with. Paragon or renegade, sometimes it's like the only way. Good or evil, choices you face, are your letter decisions determine our fates. Yeah, and when that button is clicked, better face the mirror, kid. That's the person that you live with.
Thank you. I didn't know Pittsburgh was so courteous, guys. This makes me feel like I'm at home in the South, where people are not as courteous as you would think. They're mostly drunk. I can say that because I'm Southern, so whatever. So I did this thing called the Browncoats mixtape, and it's about the TV show Firefly by Joss Whedon. So my friend Michael Kill, the Thought Criminals of North Carolina, he's a producer and an MC and an instrumentalist. He took all the score to Firefly and he made beats out of them. And we made songs about Firefly. And we put it out in the world and people seemed to really like it. Nathan Fillion tweeted about it and then broke my server for half a day. So it was like the awesomest and worst thing ever. Because all these people were like, "This doesn't work, Nathan Fillion!" And he just doesn't answer them because he's too big and famous. He's like, "Shut up, I'm Nathan Fillion. I can do whatever I want to." Oh, I should intro this song. So, okay, this song is about Simon Rivertam. It's a slower song, so please excuse the emo thug that's about to happen up here. But it's about protecting people, little brothers, little sisters, maybe people you consider that. maybe you can't even do enough for them to save them, but you do everything you can and hope that it's enough at the end of the day. And it's called River, and I hope you guys like it. I don't know how loud this is going to get. Okay.
Into my life without a care in the world, with no words or explanations, just a little girl. And the scars on her back, they show that time had passed. And the places that she'd been, I didn't bother to ask. So once those two hands covered in blue and pears would rest on you, you lost your fam, your brother recovered in short, nothing left to do. And now the crew together, we fight, just doing the best we do. The family that you didn't ever had hung around and protected you. And guns and wreckage, yo, in the middle of a dark night sky. And ships we pillage and crews we duck down low just to find out why. We locked our sights in the middle of a gunfight when your sight started to cry. And you danced with the blade and the gun from the deepest recesses of the blood red fly. And I'm sorry that the weight of the world had to fall to you, but we charged the middle of ourselves in the middle of hell. You were made and created just a monster what they're calling you. But I hope we can make it back home. Please know that this isn't just talk today. Play in the meadows, you can breathe fresh air. You can swim in the rivers, let it wash away. Some say it takes a village. Some say it takes a lot. Some say it takes a whole lot more than this little family we got. Some say the world is cold. This ain't for people as well. Some say that you can't find a soul to trust when you're living in the middle of hell. I say it takes a heart in the bond of a woman and man. I say it takes a love that won't stop the people here to take a stand. I say you take my hand. I say we show the world. I say we drown in the river. On the sand of the world. And if the Koran medicine never takes effect, and the flashes of the pain never take a break for a sec, and you're left just another wreck, medical tests couldn't check damage that the world did on the blank canvases. Footsteps in the snow, did what your heart didn't cost over, baby girl. Cause you're really gonna need it in the end. At least do our best, little we have. Know that you're gonna need more, and I try my best to keep the pain from escaping, holding you close tight to shut the door. Leaves in the memories from the enemies when they mess around inside of your head. Sometimes gotta do a little bad for the greater good, so that you can rest without a care when I'm putting you to bed. I stayed up through the middle of the night, I kept an eye in the middle of the fight. I watched close on the nights when you cried, and I swelled with pride on the days when you tried. These are things that I wanted, not exactly the barometer for the perfect thing we got. So we eat and we thrive, then we live, then we fly through the sky with time from at the top. These are the things that I wanted, not exactly what a brother could give, but do my best anyway. So you can run, you can laugh, you can play, you can swim in the river, let it wash away. Some say it takes a village, some say it takes a lot. Some say it takes a whole lot more than this little family we got. Some say the world is cold, this ain't for people as well. Some say that you can't find a soul to trust when you're living in the middle of hell. I say it takes a heart and the bond of a woman and man. I say it takes the love that forms a couple people here to take a stand. I say you take my hand. I say we show the world. I say we drown in the river and we learn from the scared little girl. Wanted the best for you to get this pain off of your chest. For you, a big brother protecting you. I only wanted the best for you to get this pain off of your chest. For you, a big brother protecting you. I only wanted the best for you to get this pain off of your chest. For you, a big brother protecting you. Protecting you. Protecting you. Some say it takes a village, some say it takes a lot. Some say it takes a whole lot more than this little family we got. Some say the world is cold, the same for people as well. Some say that you can't find a soul to trust when you're living in the middle of hell. I say it takes a heart and the bond of a woman and man. I say it takes the love that forms a couple people here to take a stand. I say you take my hand. I say we show the world. I say we drown in the river. From the scared little girl.
Thank you. Oh, guys. Sensitive raps are the best raps. That's what I always say. Thank you to the person who clapped past everyone else clapping. I heard that. All right, so now for something completely different. Let me explain to you how this next song came about. I actually don't like performing this song, but people seem to really enjoy it, so I have no choice but to do it. Me and my friends at home wrote this song when we were very drunk, right? And I actually don't really like Lord of the Rings that much. That's why I was making this song that kind of was like a satire of it. And we wrote it to a very famous rap song that's very popular right now by Watch the Throne. It's called Wizards in Paris, and this is the dumbest song that I've ever written, so... And it's going to be awesome. There's a part that you scream back in the chorus. So you guys know N-Words in Paris, right? The song by Jay-Z and Kanye West. If you don't, in the chorus, can I curse? There's a little baby here. He says, that ish cray, right? You know, everybody says that, right? So in this one, we made something stupider when we were really inebriated. We were waiting to do a podcast, actually, and we decided to get tanked. And that podcast was awesome. No, it wasn't. It was horrible. Alright. So we just made as many Lord of the Rings references as we could, right? To this beat. I gotta turn my voice down a little bit. Check, check. So dumb.
All the way to Mordor. What you think I'm wearing this bling for? Not school, going at the full store. I'm trying to stop my world tour. Y'all know you shall not pass. Chilling in the shower with the speed of my glass. Drinking licks with a blowing hand. Give me swing around this torpid hack. Sing all blue or sweat through. Can't control what a wizard gonna do. Walking around with the ring of all rings on. I'm trying to stop what I got to do. Waits for the return of the king. When I roll through town, all the elves gon' sing. From Bilbo Baggins to fight my dragons.
Alright, figure it out.
Quit so hard, all the hobbits behind me. With Gandalf Grey. What? Gandalf Grey. Gandalf Grey. Quit so hard, all the hobbits behind me. With Gandalf Grey. What? Gandalf Grey. Gandalf Grey. Peter Jacks with camera tricks. Killing these kids on the fantasy ship. J.R.R. brought so hard. Killing these kids with a kiwi chip. And tell me who do you check for wisdom? Gandalf Grey. Director's cut, let the movies play. 12 hours wasting life away with source and sorcery. Fantasy, allegory, dope story.
Totem in a month, my homie.
What's Merry, my wizard? What's Pippin, my wizard? You know we get Slizzard. Off that pipe, we my wizard. You know Arwen's my sister. And this ring gives me blisters. So I'm jumping it like it's high in that Boppa River, my wizard.
You shall not pass!
Quest so hard, all the hearts behind me. With Gandalf Grey. What? Gandalf Grey. Gandalf Grey. Quest so hard, all the hearts behind me. With Gandalf Grey. What? Gandalf Grey. Gandalf Grey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for participating. See? People like that song. I think it's the dumbest song ever. I'm about to beat right out. Okay, that's enough of that. I'll explain to you. Okay, so I did, like, we wrote this song and I went home and recorded it mostly to give my friends as a joke, right? And they were like, you gotta perform this. And so the next gig, I did a college gig at Rutgers on 420. What could possibly go wrong, guys? And I did this to start the set out because one guy came up to me in the crowd and was like, can you do that Wizards of Paris song? And I was like, you were in for a treat today, sir. And I did it, and the whole place went like bananas. Like the most crazy I've ever seen a crowd at one of my shows. And I was just like, oh, man. Now I got to do this song all the time. People were just like freaking out. And I was just like, it's not really that clever, guys. We wrote it while we were really, really drunk on whiskey. So, I mean, I like it, I guess. It's the hardest because I don't really like Lord of the Rings. Does anyone else in here not like Lord of the Rings that much? Yeah, see? Two people. Awesome. It's totally a majority, guys. We can totally take everybody else. All right. What is that? Somebody say something? I thought they were talking to me. Probably not talking to me. It's all good. I am figuring out what to do next. Let's do,
Ultron.
We want to do Ultron? I haven't done that in a really long time. Okay. I'll try it. I might mess up. Is that okay if I mess up? Will you hate me forever?
Yes.
You. Somebody said yes, and somebody said that they'll still love me, but it was the opposite of the genders that I wanted that to be. I was like, oh, man. No, hold on. I can't do this. I actually have not performed that song in like 6 months, so there's no way I'm going to remember this. So I'll do this, right? I'll do these songs. Here we go. So who in here watches Doctor Who? Anybody watch Doctor Who? No? Nobody watched Doctor Who? We're not doing that song, then. Forget it. It's a song called I've Never Watched Doctor Who, and so everybody in here would agree with me, and it's not fun, but I'm not taking the piss out of the crowd. Let's do a song called Big Deal.
This is a song about how I'm a big deal on the internet. Which is like nothing.
Let me explain to you what it is that I do for a living. In fact, I'll show you in a second while the record is spinning. Oh, you fancy, huh? Say you will love hip hop. And just for the reason that I ain't black, well, the fact it gives you pause. Well, let me further blow your mind with a no bribe as it gets this piece of the pie. And I'm rocking a spot in the place where you're at. It's not a little fun at time. And yes, I get paid for this dish that I'm spitting. Because these nerdy kids are stealing it and it ain't just the children. Because we are grown men and women, superheroes and villains. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, types in the circles we live in. Because nobody listens to music on the radio these days. Not even really pleasing, not even really competing. Why else do you think I'm big, big Willie Ball and advertisers full on trades? Yo, you know that I'm starving, so yes, don't need to see the check. Don't you know that I'm a freaking big deal on the internet? Big deal, man, I'm killing it. You wouldn't believe the figures that I'm dealing with. Almost enough to pay for my internet. So I can give free music away to no interest. And you should check my Facebook and Twitter cred. And ask how many nerdy kids are listening. Yes, I'm a big deal on the internet. And no, man, I ain't finished my dinner yet. I rock six fingers on my car's odometer. I need Obamacare for me to even see a thermometer. My jeans are torn, cause it's fashionable. And man, I like to eat on the regular while I'm rapping for more. It's like more Skrilla. Got that platinum PayPal account. Looking later, credit cards, the Obama charges without any thoughts for what this means for me when I retire and I'm old. And fuck that Silver Live account. I'm on that Xbox Gold, you know? Straight cash, homie, that's how I pay for gas and for food, for bills and for rent. Well, where's my late fees are due? And yes, I forgot to cancel my Audible.com account. So fuck it, I'm Malcolm Gladwell. And some of my ebooks run out, check my assets. I'm overflowing off the Alice ads. Factory outfits, I'm popping tags. Where I get my Nike dad. When I sit down and order the steak at Applebee's, I'ma tell the first person, even if they're not asking me. Big deal on the internet. You wouldn't believe the figures that I'm dealing with. Almost enough to pay for my internet. See, I can get free music away with no interest. Man, you should check my Facebook and Twitter cred. And ask how many nerdy kids are listening. Yes, I'm a big deal on the internet. And no, man, I ain't finished my dinner yet.
Yay. I'm actually, are there little kids here? Because I have a song, but it's got a lot of expletives. I saw these little kids running around, and I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, corrupt them. Little kids, can I curse? Anybody? Oh, there are? Okay, so don't curse. Save it? Okay, fine. Let's kill some more time by doing a song about, like, the next three songs I have, in the chorus, there's, like, a very, like, punctuated expletive, so I'm trying to like hold back and not do that until little kids are gone. It's cool, little kids, you can stay. You're probably not listening to me right now, but it's all good. You're probably like, why is the man screaming? What is he so angry about? Okay. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing. This would disappoint my mom that I can't figure out what to do on my set list that doesn't have expletives on it. She would just shake her head in shame at me. What is wrong with you? Why do you write such horrible songs like that? And I'm like, shut up, Mom. I'm like, don't you know what big deal on the internet? She's like, we don't even have internet in the house, which they don't. All right. So I'm gonna do a couple new songs. If anybody knows who I am, these are songs that have never been on my website, even though they will eventually be free on my website. I have a website that has literally, I think, like somebody counted like 180 free songs on it. That I release like once a week or sometimes five times a week. I've done that like a couple times. This song's called Adam. My name is Adam Warrock. ADAM. It's an acronym that stands for something. You'll figure it out what it is. Pretty sure this has the first in it. It's like one of those uplifting songs. Which isn't to say that uplifting songs can't have F-bombs in them. I know mine do. Alright, here we go.
The way I build my music, no damn accident. I drew the door on the wall, pants labyrinth. I opened it up, I saw the other side. I can't figure out if I'm still alive. I close my eyes, yo. I see sound like Paolo Rivera drew it. Just gotta clear my head, like care if routine. I'm serious, man, I was barely a kid before I understood despair like I did. Go ask my parents about it. If you live in glass houses, bet your home's broken. Those rocks and hard places, just the stones throw in. It's how the crow flies, it's how the eagle soars, it's how my back hurts, it's how my feet are sore. But still I keep it raw, stay tartar, cause these days ain't that far, yo. I'm still wishing and kissing my lucky penny. Toss him in the fountain, how many? It's like, thank you very much for giving a chance for me to make you smile and clap your hands. It's like each and every place all across the land. And like Adam's on the bow to dream a man. Yo, thank you very much for giving a chance for me to make you scream and clap your hands. It's like each and every place all across the land. And like Adam's on the bow to dream a man. I had a dream that I was late for my final exam. I ran around and showed up late in my underpants. I didn't know the subject and wasn't prepared, so goddamn. Woke up in a sweat, thank God, man. Now I had to scramble just to hit my alarm and dash. Cause I had to work this full-time job for cash. Then I woke out in a panic, I'm so sick to my stomach. But then I woke up in a sweat, now it's got me wondering, is this life for real, where I do what I love? When these people support me daily while helping me rise above? It feels so nice when I sit down and write, and I'm pinching myself, thinking I might wake up. But, and that's why I don't sleep so well these days, because I'm living the dream in every way. If this life's a fantasy, I hope I stay for the rest of my life. It's like, thank you very much for giving a chance for me to make you scream and clap your hands. It's like each and every place all across the land. And like Adam's all about to dream a man. Yo, thank you very much for giving a chance for me to make you scream and clap your hands. It's like each and every place all across the land. And like Adam's all about to dream a man. And yo, wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up. Wake up, wake up. That's wake who up. I am. Yeah, get up. A dream of man, yo. Wake up, wake that's up. That's who wake I am. Get up, get up. A dream of man, oh.
Yeah. Thank you. I was trying to remember lyrics while also predicting a line ahead if there was a curse word in it for those kids. I was like, oh god. Look, I have a sailor's mouth, but if there are kids around, I will, like, rein that ish in. I really do have a sailor's mouth. It's really horrible. You guys having a good time so far?
Yeah.
How much more do you want me to do? Who's in charge here? Who's the,
There he
is. What do you want me to do?
Whatever you want.
Let's do it, man. I'm going to cover,
Any more drum songs?
I'm going to cover all of Quadrophenia up here with this guitar. It's my favorite Who album. Okay, what was somebody saying? Somebody suggesting a song?
Any more drunk songs?
Any more drunk songs?
What is about Mal?
About what?
About Mal.
About Mal?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Okay, I have a... Okay.
Freestyle about Batman.
Freestyle about Batman? I have a Batman-ish song. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. You're damn right we do.
Are we dead?
By the way, isn't it like, do you think Christopher Nolan saw the Avengers and was like, he's just like, man, it's not that funny.
It's all clear, the kids are gone.
Yeah. Oh, it's all clear? No. Yeah, balls, cock, celebrated. They're not gone, and I'm just totally horrified people. All right, okay. Now that they're gone, where did that song go? So, who in here watches Parks and Recreation, the television show?
Yeah.
All right, so who in here likes Ron Swanson? You know who Ron Swanson is, right? Yeah, so I wrote a song about Ron Swanson, right? To a Waka Flocka Flame beat. If you don't know who Waka Flocka Flame is, he is a rapper that sounds as ridiculous as his name is, right? And I put them together, and it's Waka Flocka Swanson, right? And people seem to like it very much. I'll tell you a story. Since this is such an intimate setting, I'll tell you a story that I'm not allowed to tell publicly, like on the internet, but I can tell person to person, right? Sorry, kids. This is him. Right here.
I'm Ron fucking Swanson.
Yeah. Oh, Nick.
Rick Offerman, you're so cool. I wish you were my dad or uncle or something. Okay, we got a mustache. Here we go. Give me all the bacon and eggs you got. Maybe you don't understand it, man. All the bacon and all the eggs, cause they're kinda like a whole different breed of man. Climbing up the pyramid of greatness, cause there's honor at the top of the American buffet. Steak from Mulligan's and a scotch in my hand, cause we live in the great US of the A. Y'all know you messing with Duke Silver on the track. With a meat tornado, Claymore aimed at his enemy, so you better watch your back. Yeah, you can shoot him in the head, buckshot, and you still wouldn't kill him. Click the button, watch the door close, cause it's early in the morning, but he's still in the building. Woodworking, making canoes and shells and desks and beds. And he's drunk off steak juice, dancing wild with a little tiny hat on his head. A libertarian hero, cause he wants zero budget appropriations. His emotional status stays the same, don't matter the situations. An American man, similar to Bobby Knight, a little bit nicer. He's a resident fool, cause he doesn't like the Federal Reserve or the government, kinda. He looked on me, so he bowed down to his simple chair. He's the man, the myth. This is your part, ready? Here we go. Very easy. You can't face him, Ron fucking Swanson. You can't stop him, Ron fucking Swanson. Indiana's favorite, Ron fucking Swanson. Boss of all bosses, Ron fucking Swanson. Hey yo, rest in peace, Lil Sebastian, man, you know that we miss you. What else can make Ron fucking Swanson cry? Gonna need a tissue. No matter the issue, know that he's with you all the way to the end. And when you're in a bind, Ron Swanson's down to write from his friends. When he's down for the budget cuts, still down to crush your dreams and do his thing in the hall. Shopping at the food and stuff because he's ready to make a little snack for y'all. Mustachioed monster Ron Swanson with a golden gun in his hand. Fried turkey leg inside hamburger, he ate it, man. Two crazy ex-wives, one got a little crazy sex life. The other like a witch with a hex device that's got Ron messed up on like his best night. What's a man really supposed to do with life? Just watch the bridge over the river wide. Go camping, sit and try to be a guy. Because he's sick of living all up in the city lies. Some got Jesus, and some got dad. Some got Rambo, Von Paul, and Robert De Niro. No, they ain't half as bad. My hero's head of the parks and wrecked a vision. Ron fucking Swanson, better listen.
Y'all ready? Here we go.
You can't face him, Ron fucking Swanson. You can't stop him, Ron fucking Swanson. Indiana's favorite, Ron fucking Swanson. Boss of all bosses, Ron fucking Swanson. You can't face him, Ron fucking Swanson. You can't stop him, Ron fucking Swanson. Indiana's favorite, Ron fucking Swanson. Boss of all bosses, Ron fucking Swanson.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, who's make noise. It's awkward silence. This really is the most courteous crowd I think I've ever been in front of. Like, I know that's not hyperbolic at all. Just in case you want to know, I released this EP of like 3 Parks and Rec songs for free. I did like no promotion for it. It was just a joke, right? Like, not joke, because I did a song about Leslie Knope. I did a song about Entertainment 720. And I just put it out there, and it got picked up by a couple people on Twitter. And, like, multiple people from the cast of the show, I'm not saying this to brag, a little bit, but I'm saying this to say how cool they are, because I've done a lot of songs about things that everybody ignores, right? Except, like, bloggers and stuff. Multiple people in the cast of the show supported it and emailed me, tweeted about it, and blogged about it. It just proves that Parks and Recreation is the bombest ass show with the coolest cast on TV, so I will support them. I will take a bullet for that show. It's crazy, yo.
Ron Swanson
could eat the bullet if it just gets in his mouth. All right, so I'm going to do one last song, right? Because it's like we've been here for a little bit. We should probably wrap it up. All right, so this song actually does have a curse word in it. When I think about it, I was like, oh, this is my like ender, which is like emotional. And still says shit in it. Well, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
Give it up one more time for Pittsburgh Comics for letting me do this, guys. Come on. Once again, cleanest bathroom, comic store bathroom I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, that's what I'm going to remember. You should put that on your t-shirt. It's like Pittsburgh Comics, cleanest bathroom in the country. Maybe not bathroom, period. Okay, so I do music full-time for a living. I know. I don't believe it either, right? But I had a full-time job and I quit it about 2 years ago. And I've been touring and making music and doing a bunch of things ever since then. And when I first quit my job, there were a bunch of people who were like, ready to send me to the asylum because they were like, what are you going to do again? And then I just was like, after I got sick of explaining to them, I'd just be like, I'm just doing web stuff. And they're like, oh, okay. Because like, if you just say web stuff to people who are older than you, they'll just be like, all right, whatever. Like, you know. But if you're like, I'm going to be an indie nerdcore rapper, they're going to be like, what? When I quit my job, I released a song. It was kind of the first professional release I had. It's a song called Starving Artist, right? It's about the struggle of being a starving artist. And I will say this because I like to say it every time I go in front of nerds and geeks, which is what we are, I'm assuming. You've got a star shirt on, so, I mean, power lifter, that, the whatever lantern that is, you know, all this stuff, Batman. What is that, Batman? Cthulhu Batman? Oh, that's awesome. I just noticed that. That's dope. That, plaid shirt. I like to say this in front of geeks is that if there's something that makes you happy in your life and that you're passionate about, like, you don't have to necessarily quit your job and try to do it yet, but you should make it a bigger part of your life. That's what I did. I was miserable and depressed at a full-time job. I started making music every single night of my life and just posting it on a website. Didn't care who listened to it. And it just kind of grew from there. And then pretty soon I was not sleeping or ironing my shirts. And I was wearing sneakers to work where I was supposed to dress business casual. And they all thought I had a crippling coke addiction. Because I stopped shaving and stuff. But that's what I did. I made it a little bit bigger part of my life. And it's led me to showcase at South by Southwest and perform at Comic Cons and go on tour with MC Chris and all kinds of stuff. And it's been amazing. So if there's one thing that I can impart to you other than the fact that Nick Offerman is maybe the coolest man in the history of the universe, it's that. Just do something. Do what you love, and don't let anyone ever tell you that it's too stupid or goofy or no one will listen, because look at what I do. And who would have ever told me that this is a good idea, but it's working out somehow. So thank you very much, guys. This is my last song. It's called Starving Artist. Oh, those highs are so piercing. Check, check. Cause every man's gotta do that thing to eat before he finds himself face down past that in the street. But I ain't down for that industry. 9 to 5 to stay alive, even though it's killing me. And I'm hungry for the limelight, hungry for the highlight, thirsty for that fine wine. And I'm hungry for that microphone, hungry for the live show, thirsty at the finish line. Starving artists, follow your heart. I know sometimes getting started's like the hardest part, but I'll die starving to follow the spark, and I'm going hungry. Thank you guys. My name's Adam Warrock. You can take a sticker or a flyer or buy stuff or high fives, hugs. It stops at hugs though. Maybe. Come on. So tell me why you would ever want to live a life where all you're doing is passing time until you die. And if I struggle, then I struggle for the things that I'm trying to accomplish before the finish line. Yeah, I know you feel like every chance that you ever had to do the things you love is long gone without a trace. But it's the echoes of the past and the happier times you had trying to escape, showing slides, showing up across your face. But I'll trace them together, your face a constellation, drawn every morning through the steam after my shower's done. And there's a major to minor and said I'm sick of waiting. Pointed straight to the sun, I'll show them how it's done. Come on. And I'm trying hard to reach you, blowing through your speakers, trying to get inside your mind. And I'm dying just to break through, but still I gotta heal. And it's like, well, when I shine, they'll shine right back. And we're all in this together if you feel your love is still a dream. Cause me, I'm floating down that river, and I'm looking back while I see packs of rats trying to swim upstream. Mine is much clearer, life is so realer, wine is much sweeter, pancakes with the syrup. Cause one day none of this will ever matter in the long run. No DJs in heaven keeping track, how many times your song's fun. But in a moment it's history we create, with misery we replace, so to busy us in our day. Still you just can't mistake the way that it feels to say I love that song and watching that grin spread across your face. Yeah, that's the shit that's worth living for, Adam. Got a slicker flow, similar to your kitchen though. Sometimes I swear, I feel like I'm on a mission. So had to break out of life, cause man, I felt like I'm in a prison, yo. And life is nothing perfect, present tense, hard as heaven sent. I went from lawyer to being my own employer, man. That's why I need to pedal wares and sell my single years. And please excuse the shame that self-promotion over shrinks the stairs. Yeah, you can give to your heart's content. I'm simply without repentance.
sense. I'm eating like every cent. I need it to pay the rent. I need it for live events. I need it to pay the bills from the money already spent. Come on.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. You've been a very courteous and nice, gracious crowd. Who knew Pittsburgh? It's just like home.
Come on. Cause every man's gotta do that thing to eat before he finds himself face down past that in the street. But I ain't down for this industry. 9 to 5 to stay alive, even though it's killing me. Yeah, even though it's killing me. Even though it's killing me. I'ma do this right here, even though it's killing me. Starving artists,
we're going hungry. I forgot to say this, I was actually born in Pittsburgh. Just at the beginning, right? From the Roble. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Peace. Okay, maybe you can answer this. Okay, so wait, hold on, I gotta stop this. Cause I left Pittsburgh when I was 10, right? I'm still a huge Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates fan, so Pirates, whatever. My sister went to O Block High School, right? Where would I have gone? Because I don't remember my elementary school. Does anyone know? No one? Is anyone from the Monroeville area at all?
Gateway. Damn.
Yeah. Gateway? Is that what it's going to be called? That's what I'm going to tell people when they ask me. Because I don't... I left when I was 9 or 10. I was like, yay, new place. Thank you so much. Stick around. Say hi or have a nice night and everything. And go Pirates. Yay. Peace, guys.